The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Pentecost! 50 days after Easter have come and gone. This is one of the biggest Sundays of the year. It is a Sunday where we roll out the red. Red paraments, red vestments, red everywhere. Today is the day of the Holy Spirit, the rushing winds, the fire, the speaking in tongues, and the promise that Jesus, who has kept his word and promise for you, will send a helper, a comforter, a defense attorney to always be with us. He has not withheld anything from us. He has shed his blood, he has risen from the dead, and now he pours out his Holy Spirit upon you, his church. Today his Spirit is poured out, now and until he returns. But it doesn't seem like that first Pentecost, does it? Where's the fire? Where's the rushing wind? Where is the speaking in tongues that the disciples were doing that first Pentecost? Why doesn't it seem like today that the church is on fire for the Lord as it was on that first day? Why does it seem like the Holy Spirit is ignoring us today in the 21st century? Why is it that we hear more about churches seemingly to close or be in decline than growing? Where in the world is the Holy Spirit in all of this? And so we search and we look. And we come up with our own signs and gauges for how the Holy Spirit is working. If we gain more people into the church, that certainly is the Holy Spirit at work, and it is, but that is not a true marker. If we decide today to go forward with our building program over there in the social hall, that is truly the Holy Spirit at work, but that is not the only sign and marker. My wife's congregation back in Tennessee today is celebrating their 170th anniversary as a congregation. A great day. But that is not also the only sign and wonder that the Holy Spirit is working. We, after all, next year, if you really want to get technical, we'll talk about next year with 115 years in Chicago Park and here as a church. Where is the Holy Spirit? How is the Holy Spirit working today? If we start looking at programs, if we start looking at numbers and anniversaries and everything else like that, we're getting it all wrong. Focusing on the signs of the rushing wind and the fire and the speaking of tongues is sort of like admiring the tag that's on the Christmas present without actually opening up the present. The tag points to the gift. The tag says this gift is for you. But the bigger deal, and I don't know about you, but I like gifts, is the gift. The rushing wind, the fiery heads, the speaking in tongues were the signs of Pentecost, but they pointed to the bigger and greater deal. And that something greater is what the Holy Spirit would do through Peter and the 11. They no longer were the bumbling and grumbling and confused disciples, but they were the ones who were clothed with on power from on high, bravely preaching the truth. And by that Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord is poured out on men, women, sons, daughters, people of all ages and races all throughout the world. 3,000 souls that first day believed and were baptized. For where the Spirit is, there is Christ, and there is the church. We celebrate today not because of that first day, but because the outpouring of the Spirit is still happening at this place. No matter who we are, what we are, or how many we are, no matter what we decide to do with the future of this church, the future is not dependent on you or me. It never has been. It never will. The future is based on the apostles' teaching through the Word of God, through the sacraments rightly administered, and through the Holy Spirit rightly at work where He is always found to be at work, in the Word of God. And we celebrate today because not only has the Holy Spirit done that here for well over a century, but He continues to do it all over the world in places where Christianity has never existed. We celebrate that the prophet Joel's promise is for us too, but for all people across the world. For our church is not our work, but it is the Spirit's work. The church is not something that we join or that we have membership in, but it's that by which the Spirit calls, gathers, and enlightens us by the Word of God. The preaching of the Word, the giving of the sacraments, are the visible and audible gifts of God at work in your midst today. By these gifts, you have the promise of the Spirit. The promise of the Spirit who echoes the words of Jesus, who reminds you of Jesus' words to you. After all, that's what Jesus says. I will send the Holy Spirit to remind you of all that I have said and done. And what does the Holy Spirit remind you of today? He reminds you of your sin and my sin. He reminds you of the things that you've done and left undone and the way that you have treated one another. He reminds you that because of your sins and because of my sins, we deserve nothing but God's wrath and eternal condemnation. But more so, He points us to the words of Jesus, "I forgive you all your sins." It is all gone. It is all forgiven because I finished the work, the saving work on the cross. The Holy Spirit is here today to remind you that in baptism, that is where you receive the Spirit, where God came down out of the heavens, not visibly in the form of a dove, but by the power of His Word. And in those waters of baptism, He declared, "You are now mine. And I am your God. I join you to my Son's death and resurrection. I forgive all your sins. I claim you as my own child, as one who will inherit the kingdom of God. I give you a place in my heavenly home." And when the Spirit speaks on the behalf of Christ, there is no doubt that God is at work in our midst. Your baptism and my baptism points to the living water that Jesus spoke about in the gospel. Forget the fire, the wind, and the speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit is here today to remind you that Christ came and traded His perfect life for your imperfect life. Or better to say, He came and took our death and gave us life. In His death, He gives up His Spirit from the cross, and in His resurrection, He promises us that death is now destroyed by His victory. He pours out His life-giving Spirit on us today. As He breathed on His disciples, He now breathes with His Holy Spirit today to refresh us, to renew us with the living hope that wells up within us by the living waters that He gives to us. In all of this here today, in all of the circumstances that you're facing in life, in all of the circumstances and decisions that we face as a congregation, the Holy Spirit has never left us and never will, as long as we remain committed to the one holy Christian and apostolic church, founded by the Word of God, the Word made flesh, Jesus, the cornerstone. That same Jesus who by the Spirit now invites you to His table to partake of His flesh and blood that was crucified and risen from the dead and serves you even as you tread through the valley of the shadow of death, even as terrorist attacks continue happening, even as Christians, as there were a couple weeks ago, were being slaughtered for the confession of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is still at work in our midst today and in those places as well. The gates of hell shall never prevail over Christ and His church. So we who live in this dark and terror-filled world, we who hunger for and thirst for righteousness, are filled today by Christ and His Spirit. Sins are forgiven. The Spirit strengthens and confirms His work as He joins you to His Son today, so that you could be sure, absolutely sure, that you live in Christ and Christ lives in you. Where is the Holy Spirit? He is right here with us. Forget the paraments, the candles, forget the rushing wind. God has used those things in the past, but today He has sent out His Word. A Word that says, "Come to Me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Rest in a world full of death. Rest in a world full of violence. Rest in a world that does not know peace. And we can thank God today that the work happening in this place with His church is not mine or yours. It is given to the Holy Spirit. And He will work when and where He pleases by His Word. I remember on July 7th, when I was ordained, my pastor who mentored me gave me a little snippet of advice during the sermon. He said, "You will go out by the power of the Holy Spirit to wherever it is that you are called to preach the Word of God in season and out of season." Yes, we know, pastors go do this. And he looked at me from the pulpit and said, "Preach the Word in season and out of season. Preach it truthfully and faithfully, and let the Holy Spirit do His work. In fact, I will tell you, after you preach that word, Pastor Schaff, shut up and get out of the way of the Holy Spirit." Great advice. After 15 years, I still have to remind myself of that. This is not my work. This is not your work. The work is to God, the Holy Spirit, and to Him alone, who points you this day and every day to the wondrous love and blessing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, working in us, yes, and working in the future in and through us. He will continue by His Word to be outpoured to us today, still calling, still gathering, still enlightening, still building His church when and where and how He pleases, by washing and feeding you, the children of God. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle them in the fire of your love. Alleluia. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. Freely you have received, freely let us bring our gifts to the Lord.